5 o'clock on Monday, and you know what that means, at least going forward right now. It means, guess what? It's time for the show again. You know, it's the best show here we have at Lafayette College. You're listening to Lafayette College, WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. You know, been doing this past couple years. My good buddy Paul, who was the co-host, not here this semester, so it's going to be a little different right now. Just going to be me talking in the void, but I will still try to treat the people well, give the people what they want, and play some songs that I think are really good. So I'm not going to try to, you know, keep this going any longer than it has to be. I'm going to get us going right away with the song that's been sort of like a little anthem of sorts that I've been going back to lately. I play this band a ton. They're like one of my favorite bands from Connecticut, Queen Moo. They just put this album out called Faint Sounds of Us Hanging Out. Love it. I mean, they literally have never made, in my opinion, a bad song, which isn't, you know, impressive. But this is the first one. It's called Gooey Functions. It's this weird, like, jazzy sort of build up, and it gets really chaotic. It's a wonderful song, and it's meant a lot for me lately. So here is Gooey Functions by Queen Moo.
Shoulder.
So once again, that was GUI Functions by Queen Moo. You know, I mean, I love that stuff when you take, like, you know, the drums that sound like, you know, they're falling apart and stuff like that. But also, just not a lot of bands that are, that, like, you know, smaller bands are making stuff that sounds like that, that's just that crazy all over the place. So, I mean, I love it. That's just been a song that's really been doing it for me lately. Next up, a band that I always loved, you know, in high school, kind of like one of the ones that, like, the music I was into, you're like, oh, you gotta listen to Red House Painters and stuff. And I always loved them and listened to the big ones. But this one album that Red House Painters, you know, it's their second self-titled one, known as Bridge, because it's just a cover of the cover is just a photo of a bridge. And I never gave it as much time. There's a couple songs I liked from it, but I can't stop listening to it this week. I don't know what's going on, but here's one I've been really loving from it. It's called New Jersey by Red House Painters.
You're in America.
So yeah, some good stuff there from the Red House Painters. Not the Red House Painters, but Red House Painters. Yeah, I don't know. Stuff feels a little weird doing the show all on my own. I did it a couple times last semester. You know, Paul will be busy. You know, I got an exam tonight. Can't make it. But we're really flying solo right now. So I hope everyone, you know, you're listening, you enjoy it. We're just going to keep going, keep moving through all these songs. Next up, this is a New Order song. I'm not like too familiar. I know Joy Division stuff pretty well, but never dived that deep into New Order. I don't know where. It was some movie that I haven't even seen, but this was on the soundtrack of it, and I heard just like the first couple, like something about it, like just instantly, you know, caught my ear. And then all summer was listening to this, like the whole summer, couldn't get enough of this song. So here's Temptation by New Order.
Never.
So yeah, that was Temptation by New Order. Absolutely one of my favorite songs I came across this year. I mean, I like the stuff that's just like super, you know, driving and rhythmic and, you know, kind of anxious and stuff like that. But if you can, when you can combine that stuff with, you know, like something like the progression from that song where it's just, you know, so emotional, thick with emotion and stuff like that, you know, it makes you feel as much as it makes you want to, like, I don't know, sprint and drive and keep your head down and keep chugging along. Mixing those two together, I think, always really does me in, and that song is no exception. Next up is a song on this guy George Clanton that is sort of like got put on by a couple other people, and then a couple people on the radio, the board here, told me that George Clanton actually played at Lafayette a bunch of years ago before. He's kind of a bigger name now, sort of made his name in the vaporwave scene. But I went with a couple people from the radio station to see. He put on this whole festival of all these artists. He started his own label, and he has a bunch of vaporwave based, but also kind of all over the map artists and stuff. And this album he put out I think 2018, Slide, is, I mean, unbelievable. Like, it sounds like a million things all at once, but nothing else that I've heard before. I loved it beforehand, but even after I saw him live, I was like just blown away about, one, how he put the whole thing together, and then two, his set was like out of this world. He's one of the best performers I've seen. So here's my favorite from that album. Here's Dumb by George Clanton.
Thank you.
So once again, Dumb by George Clanton. Really cool stuff. It's just like it sounds like both a rock album and electronic album at the same time, in a way that I haven't heard a lot of other things do. So that stuff has been huge for me recently. Next up, this is a solo project. It's a Connecticut, it's a guy from this Connecticut band called Waveform that's also really good. I've played him a couple times. But this is a project one of the guys just put out this year, I believe. The name's under People I Love. And this song, Soda Lake, is like the end of the song has one of my favorite moments that I've heard in like any song that's come out this year. I just think the whole song's really nice, but really the second half of it is just like unbelievable. So here is Soda Lake by People I Love. Once again, Soda Lake by People I Love. That ending part, it's one of those things you just find yourself singing to yourself all the time. I think it's so catchy. This next song is, what is it? Oh, yeah. My friend Trevor showed me this song over the summer. I'd never heard reggae that sounded like this kind of reggae. It's this whole other genre. A couple of my friends were telling me about the depth of the history of reggae and ska, which I had no idea. Like I'd known a little bit about it, but I had no idea sort of what it meant culturally, especially like in England and stuff like that. So this was, I believe it's a British based subgenre of reggae called lover's rock, and it kind of just sounds like sad reggae, but it hits you in a way that, you know, is pretty special. And this song is like one of the bigger, more well-known ones from the genre. But this is one that my friend played for me that night that I just fell in love with. So here's I'm So Sorry by Carol Thompson. Once again, I'm So Sorry by Carol Thompson. If you make beats out there, there's your next sample. Like, that's a gimme. You can really make something nice out of that. That's a crazy high register she's singing as well. This next one is I downloaded this. I don't know. Just sometimes I get bored of music and I go online and I try to find just whatever looks interesting. I just put it on my computer. Have no knowledge of, you know, where it came from, what it is. And one point this summer, I just downloaded this random blues album from a man called Pink Anderson. Knew nothing about him, but I would listen to my car and stuff some days in the middle of the summer. And this is the one that really stuck out to me. It's called "Ain't Nobody Home But Me," and the guy plays guitar like he's playing a piano. You know, like it's hard to explain. That'll make sense once you hear the song. But it's just like this really, really, really cool sounding blues song. So here we go, "Ain't Nobody Home But Me" by Pink Anderson.
Nickels and a pocket full of dimes, a house full of children ain't never mine. So come on, honey, bring it on here. Ain't nobody home with me, do you? Ain't nobody home with me. Walk, talk, squawk, mom, ain't nobody home with me. I'm looking at you all day long. It looks good to me. Oh, well, the frog told the elephant, says, you need a grunt. You just mad because your tail in the front. Come on down to my house, hon. Ain't nobody home with me. Do you hear me? Ain't nobody home with me. Why don't you beat it up, miss it up, and bring it on here? Ain't nobody home with me. I'm looking at you all day long. You look good to me. When God made a woman, yes, he made a mighty funny, made lips on a mouth, yes, as sweet as any honey wine. Come on. Come on, honey. Ain't nobody home with me. Do you hear it? Ain't nobody home with me. Your dime, you can't twist your tail like I twist mine. Come on down to my house, baby. Ain't nobody home with me. Do you hear me? Ain't nobody home with me. Are you bringing on down to 250 South Forest where I live? Ain't nobody here but me. I've been looking at you all day long. She looks good to me. Up here, she's little. Down here, small, little bit full. Well, who got dog? Come on down to my house, huh? Ain't nobody home with me. Do you hear me? Ain't nobody home with me. Walk, talk, squawk, huh? Ain't nobody home with me. I've lived with you all day long. It looks good to me. I used to dance with the woman that they call Cherry Red when I got to boogin' that fool fell dead. Come on down to my house, babe. Ain't nobody home with me. Do you hear it? Ain't nobody home with me.
Walk, talk, stop, Well, I don't even know what he's saying there, but it's, I don't know, that song's real fun. Always makes me smile. Next up, this is a band, I don't know the full transformation that happened. I know that there was a Connecticut band called Ferns that was really good, and now I believe the guy or the band from that was in that band Ferns now lives in LA, makes music under the name Millie, which is also really fantastic music he makes out there. This one is like super heavy, just like exactly how you want, you know, your loud guitar rock to sound, and the riff at the end is like another one of those like just moments that, you know, keeps playing in my head and I find myself singing all the time. So this one is Talking Secret by Millie. Being totally for real right now, I like launch myself into headbanging every time that drop at the end of the song happens. I can't get enough of that stuff. I love it. This one coming up, actually, a gift delivered to me on my front doorstep by the co-host Paul. I'm trying to think of a way to say that he is gone for this semester. I was trying to think of a word that defined that, but I couldn't, you know. But either way, Paul sent me this song the other day. It's called Metal Heart by Cat Power, you know, wonderful singer-songwriter who I've never delved as deep into her stuff as I should have, but everything I've heard is beautiful. But Paul sent me this song the other day, and it, you know, just really got me going the right way. We talked about it a little bit, and so I thought, you know, got to play it on the show, you know. Doing a little justice. So, Paul, we miss you. Yeah, hope to see you soon. We know you'll be back here flying around with a pair of new wings. So right now, here is Metal Heart by Cat Power. Mm-hmm.
smoke will take a very violent flight, and you will be changed.
So once again, thank you, Paul, for that one, Metal Heart by Cat Power. The thing he said the other day that I really liked was that, like, he said the drums felt like the drummer kind of just, like, stumbled and fell, like, onto the kit and then was kind of figuring out as he goes. And I thought it sounds beautiful, but, yeah, it also sounds like that. I mean, I like that effect, but, you know, I thought that was a nice thing he pointed out. The next one, one of my favorite artists, one of my parents' least favorite artists. I play her all the time, and most of the times I play a song by Katie Day. My mom sends me a text saying, "Oh, Calvin, what the H was that?" Because we don't swear on the radio. And says, "What is that?" Because what she does, she plays a lot with her voice and the effects on it, and I think it's the coolest stuff in the world. But it can be a little jarring for some people. But this is a real short, sweet one that I was blasting all summer, almost every day. So here's a really awesome song, Unkillable by Katie Day. Man, that one's so good. I mean, it's like a minute long. It's just a straight shot to the brain. I can't get enough of that song. this song, you know, songs come to you in just random places. This one, I was working over the summer at this restaurant, like, all the time. And I just, this one random night, this song came on the speaker, and it was, like, very different than the music that usually played in that restaurant. But I was like, oh, my God, this is such a good song. And I looked it up. I know nothing about him. Asobi Sex, I can't even pronounce that one. The album's called Citrus. Really, really good. I listened to the whole thing, but this is the one that played in the restaurant. Here's Thursday by Asobi Seksu. That's S-E-K-S-U. So you try to pronounce that when you have a lisp. So here's Thursday.
Sweet.
Yeah, that album's like the Bruce Springsteen of dream pop. That's very, very nice stuff. We're gonna keep it going because we got two more songs to get through and only a little bit of time. Not much to say about the G-Man, but this new album, House of Sugar, I don't know. It's just wonderful, unbelievable. I can't believe he's still making music this good, 9 albums in, but also not really too surprised. This is probably my favorite off the album. Never heard anything really like it. Here's Taking by Sandy Alex G. Once again, Taking Sandy Alex G. This has been, guess what? It's time for the show again right now, just with Calvin. Oh well, we're still having fun. Hopefully join us next week, 5 to 6 p.m. on Mondays. We're going to send it off with another one that's just been huge for me recently. Didn't know this existed, but it's Nico, the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Nico, doing a cover of the best Bob Dylan bootleg, I'll Keep It With Mine. Thank you, everyone. Have a good week. Be kind. Be smart. Keep growing, learning, listening. And those are pretty good things to remember to do. Here's I'll Keep It With Mine by Nico. I think I'm